She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, and also live on the internet.
When I take it to the track, she really shines.
Okay, so anyway, again, I gotta remind you, the state and city need to get rid of safety check. Number one, it's not being done right. Number two, it's not being enforced. Number three, it's not being funded by the federal. So that the money you pay goes to the technician that's doing the safety check. But who pays for the administrative costs? Who pays for that? It comes out of tax dollars. Lose money. When are these political leaders going to wake up on how to run the financial situation of Hawaii the right way? I mean, their priority is rail, rail, rail. They take money out of the bus system. They take it out of the education. They take it out of any place they can. That's wrong already. Safety check need to be cut. And the people that's in the administrative office that's doing the work for the safety stickers, put them into weights and measures. Have them check all of the cash registers, gas pumps, everything, to make sure everything is accurate, like they used to do, until Linda Lingo canceled that position. Why don't you have to check the weights and measures? Go get a gallon, a registered gallon, and fill it with a gallon of gas and see if you get a gallon of gas. Okay? So, you know, I cannot be here week after week telling you that you need to do something, because this state is running out of money really fast with that rail. So, if you don't care, folks, then we'll let it be. Why am I wasting my time talking to get people to do something? The other thing that they need to get rid of is the reconstruction permit. Yes. But getting back to safety check, I know the person that is pushing. There's only one person, folks, that's pushing for safety check. How can one person overrule the million some odd people living in Hawaii? Does that make sense? I don't understand this. And that person does safety check, and he don't even follow the rules. So why have it? It was on TV where they televised it that he wasn't doing the right safety check. And his excuse was, oh, that's his customer, so he knows the car is safe. Huh? He does all the cars that way, regardless if it's his customer or not. Well, I think the only time the state will wake up is when they have a big, big, humongous class action lawsuit from people dying from a defective car. A car that wasn't safety checked correctly. Why is the question? Why? Why do we have to wait for people to die for us to do something? Look at the intersections, folks. If people don't die there, they don't put a traffic light. It's only at the intersections that people die at that they put traffic lights. Does that make sense? That people have to die before they do anything? I don't know. And this shipping thing, the strike, okay? We're running short of food and all that. Everything is stuck on the West Coast. But did anybody ever think about the oil? If, and it's a big American word, if the oil is coming from America, shouldn't we be out of oil by now? That means it must not be coming from there. It must be coming from someplace else. Because we're not running out of gasoline. Something food for thought. Okay? The other thing is, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467.
Hey, Uncle George, this is Raphael. Got a couple things for you that I was thinking about you just this morning when I was driving to work this morning, 4 in the morning, and all of a sudden I see a shadow moving across the street. And when upon further review, it was like a 90-year-old man crossing the street dressed all in black. He probably was moving probably just, it took him about 5 minutes to cross the street. And you got like 15 seconds to move across the street. But he was moving extremely slow. You could hardly see him. And I was just like, oh my God, like if I wasn't paying attention, I would have severely
run them over.
I probably would have killed him. Yeah, I probably would have killed him because I didn't see him. He was dressed in black. And it was only like through the movement of him walking slowly across the street that I saw him and then put the lights on him so another car wouldn't hit him. Second, I was thinking about you just last week. I got my, I don't want to say who did it, but I got my inspections done. And the brother just took a picture of my car and put a sticker on my car. Like he didn't look at anything, not even the lights, not the horn. He just took a picture of the car and... and put the sticker on it that it passed inspection, took my $20-something and it was done. Third thing about the government, I really think about the government. What the problem is with the little man is that the campaign finance reform, there's like certain rich people, like that one guy who's pushing for the safety stickers that's really just putting millions and millions of dollars into people's campaigns. And so they're listening to the people who's providing the money, and there's certain politicians out there that's talking about campaign finance reform, which means you can only spend a certain amount of money on a campaign, and you're not allowed to spend past that amount. So if it's going to be $1 million, it's going to be $1 million. And because you got to think about it, like people spend how much they spend on a campaign for governor. The governor, they spend like $10 million, $15 million. The job pays $300,000. Who is he going to listen to? Us? Who's paying $300,000 or the guys who gave him $10 million. So that's the big problem. It's the big, big money. And then they like some of the rich people are getting together and creating something called super PACs. And with the super PACs, they're allowed to spend unlimited amount of money. So they're about to, they could spend millions and millions and millions of dollars on people's campaigns. And that money's not for free. They're not giving you that money just to go buy some things. That money is for influence and for the inside phone number. They want your cell phone number, and they want you to answer that call when they need something. So that's the big problem that I've seen is campaign finance reform. Like, we got to do something about how much people are spending on campaigns, because it's leaving everybody else out of the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. Thank you.
That's right. But if, again, the big American word, if the majority of the people got upset enough and went out to vote instead of get upset and don't vote, then maybe something can be done. But, you know, we can talk and talk and talk, but nobody's listening. But anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Now, on tires. Tires have an age limit. Okay? Just because the tire is sitting on the shelf for 6 to 9 years or 10 years, it doesn't mean the tire is a new tire. Tires is like bread. Would you buy a bread 10 years old? I don't think so. Okay? That movie star, Paul Walker, that died, the tires on that vehicle was 9 years old. 9 years old on a brand new Porsche. Now, I don't know why these people, these manufacturers and tire people, don't understand that there is an age limit on tires. The rubber gets really hard and stiff, and it won't follow the contour of the road. If you drive like old granny, 20 miles an hour, yeah, it's okay. But if you're going on the freeway, no, it's not okay. Because every tire has a speed limit. There are speed limits on tires. The cheaper ones have a lower speed limit. The more expensive, better ones have a higher speed limit. A lot of people don't know that. Tire people don't know that. Go in and go check. Ask them, what's the speed limit on this tire? You'd be surprised if they know. And the other thing, how can every tire company put the inflation on every tire the same at 35 pounds? 35 pounds, folks, went out back in the 50s. The modern day age, that is not the tire pressure for the tires. The lowest tire pressure that we come across, okay, and that's posted on the tire, the sidewall of the tire, is 44 pounds. That's the lowest. The newer tires out, the newer designs, are carrying 51 pounds. Okay? If you want to do a real primitive test on tires and gas mileage, go get a bathroom scale. Park on a nice level parking lot. Okay? With the car in neutral. Put the bathroom scale on the back of the car and see how many pounds it takes to push it and move it at 35 pounds. Then inflate the tires to the proper inflation of 44 pounds and then push it again. You're gonna find that it's easier to push when the tire is at 44. Another thing, when you go to the tire shop, ask to see all of the worn out tires. You're going to be surprised to find one where the thread is evenly worn out right across. 99% of them, the outer edge thread is worn out, not the center. Is because of underinflation. Okay? When you underinflate it at 35 pounds, then that's underinflated. it wears out the outer edge of the tire. That's why tire shops don't want to put in the proper air pressure. They want you to come back and sell you some more tires. Okay? Anyway, it's up to you. Now, a lot of people want to cover their vehicles when they're going on a trip, or if they're not using it, they want to cover it up. Okay? A lot of people use whatever materials, tarp, canvas, or whatever, to cover a car. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Never use that. Because those materials collect moisture and damages the paint and the metal. Why do you think they make special car covers to cover cars? Because it's made to breathe but not let moisture in. But moisture can leave. Got the picture? Yeah, it's a little more expensive, but it protects your vehicle. And that's what we're trying to do here, right? Covering your car to protect it against the elements. Well, buy the proper cover. Okay? Is it break time?
Yes, it is. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
My 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob. I got a riddle for you this week. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, they're going to build the rail, and the answer is over budget. They're going to fix the airport, right?
Mm-hmm.
Over budget.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now they announced they want to rebuild Blaisdell Center.
Over budget.
And they haven't even started the proposal yet. They're already, it's like $3 million to figure out what to do with it. Why do I not get this job? I'm a nice guy. I don't understand. George, we got to get in this. I'm telling you.
It's
insane.
Something is wrong here. Something is so wrong. And the only reason it's happening is because the people of Hawaii allow it. The people put up the welcome sign and say, come, take all the money.
Well, you know, I've always said people don't vote big picture. They vote for themselves. You know, like if you're working at the government, you got a good job, and they tell you that the Democrats are always going to hook you up, who do you vote for?
The Democrats.
Right, because you're going, hey, so the rails over budget. It's all over budget. I don't care. I got my job, you know.
That's right. That is so right. My son Todd said he met this young girl at his bowling league. She just got a job with the rail. She doesn't know about rail. Her auntie got her in. Her auntie moved in, got a job with the rail from, she used to work for DMV. She doesn't understand rail from rail. But she's working there. and she said it's a good job. She's got good money.
Right. Now, I bet you when it comes time for her to vote, who's she going to vote for?
Oh, the Democrats, of course. She don't want to lose her job.
Yeah, so, I mean, I understand it. But, again, it's like, what's that old saying about if you keep picking up the like, hot pot and you never learn? You know, mm-hmm. like, you grab it, you burn your hand.
Mm-hmm.
But you go, oh, but this soup is so good. So you grab it, you burn your hand. Oh, but this, you know, eventually your hand is burnt. You know, it's going to come back and bite you, folks. There's no free lunch like this.
That's right.
Somebody's got to pay at the end of the day. So my suggestion for Blaisdell is lease it out to a private company.
Yeah.
End of discussion.
Yeah.
Just go, okay, you want to build an arena? We want a private company to run it.
That's right.
And then you don't have to worry about the budget, because I guarantee you a private, like when you build your house, you know, the contractor doesn't come in and go, oh, by the way, we need 25% more money to finish the house. You're like, get out.
Right.
You're done. It's only the government. Like, George, you go when you take your car to the shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, I want an oil change. And they go, okay, $29.95. And you come to get your car and they go, oh, by the way, it's now $49.95. Why? Oh, well, you know, the oil and it's the price just went up. Just pay it. You run from that place. So anyway, on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Well, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, so anyway, it's really, really something. I mean, you know, what are we going to do? You know, they spend money like there's no tomorrow. They cut the education system. Just was talking to a guy, and they cut out a lot of stuff from the high schools. Stuff that we had back in the old days. So how are the kids are going to survive tomorrow? Does anybody care? Anyway, just for your safety, ask to see the date that the tire was made before they put it on. You ladies, you're the ones that when you go to buy bread, I watch you folks, you always squeeze the bread. You don't look at the date. You squeeze the bread. Oh, that's nice and soft. That's a good fresh bread. Right. I don't see you squeezing the tires. I don't know about this. Squeeze the tire. See if it's soft. There's a big difference. We had a lady that just got new tires. And we told her the tires were too old. And she said, well, it's got a lot of tread. Well, she listened and changed the tires. And calls us back and say, wow, what a difference. The car drives better on the freeway. It handles better. Yeah, there you go. So, be careful. Okay? The tire people want to sell you the tire, whether it's old or new. They don't care. It's up to you, the car owner. It's your life. Okay? So anyway, Shell 92 this week is at 88. Okay? Shell 92 has been tested at 88. So that's the best grade you're going to find. If you haven't used the Shell 92, try it. Try two tanks and see the difference. See the gas mileage. See how smoother your car would run. And adding 2 gallons of ethanol to that, even better. Even better. Okay? give us a call at 808-296-5467. This thing about pedestrians walking around on the street, dark clothes, and just, especially in Chinatown, they just walk right out like they own the street. And we're supposed to stop for them? I don't know about that. They're not even in a crosswalk. And if you don't stop, they get really upset with you. They're breaking the law. They're not in a crosswalk. But the law says the pedestrian's right. The car is wrong. Pedestrian is right in the crosswalk, not jaywalking. So, anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? Whether you have a question, whatever. We do everything. The rail is, like Bob said, is over budget. And they're only in Agland. They haven't reached downtown Honolulu yet. What do you think it's going to be when they reach downtown Honolulu? How much more over budget do you think it'll go? Just think about it, folks. It's common sense. If they're over budget on Agland, what about downtown? And down by the Ala Moana Shopping Center? Out of unbelievable. And you know those stands, or what do you call those pillars that they're putting up to hold the rail? A lot of those pillars are standing on lava tubes. What happens if it should collapse? Then down comes the rail. Think about it. And go check. There's one company that was supposed to be contracted to do a new section of the rail. He pulled out because he don't want to be liable for a lawsuit if something should happen. They're building this thing with no concern about public safety. So it's up to you, the people. If you can withstand the traffic, you're happy with that, then fine. But if you're not happy with the traffic and what's happening, I recommend you speak up and say something to your representatives. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, so, people are driving around more and more recklessly and crazy. Why? It's because they're frustrated with the traffic. They're frustrated with everything. But they don't think about the car as being a weapon. And it can kill people. So drive carefully. Slow down. You're not going to get there any quicker by speeding. It's only a psychological thing. That's your speed, you're getting there faster. You're not. We did several tests with that. And you see it. The guy's speeding past you. And pretty soon a traffic light, you come up right behind him. Right? So. Anyway. That's the food for thought. The bill for the reconstruction is SB 859, SB 859. Get your representatives to cancel that bill. I'm not cancel a bill, but cancel that thing, reconstruction. Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
How are you?
Getting stronger.
Good.
Despite everything you said, trying to, you know, take it out of us.
Mm-hmm.
No way, man. I fight back. I call. I make those calls. I don't know about everybody else.
Go ahead.
George, yeah, I make those calls. I want answers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to know, why is a third of that rail project, and they're over budget? And they want more.
Yep.
A third. George, do you realize what a third of that project as it exists looks like realistically? It's seven of, you call them pillars, but I call them moai. You know Easter Island?
Mm-hmm.
You know the heads?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of look like moai if you put a face on them, right?
Yeah.
That's what the New Zealanders called those stone figures, moai. So, anyway, I just thought you'd get a kick out of that one, moai. Yeah.
I don't understand these people.
So what is, so really, what, okay, now, so how many, holy cow, man. It's like, how much money, really, if anyone knows out there, and if you do, George, so to build a third of it for seven pillars, and, you know, I know they're doing other stuff around Pearl City and making noise for all the people that live in the apartments along the highway there. They're loving it at 3 o'clock in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how, what does that mean? In other words, how much have they spent to just get that far, a third?
I don't know.
I mean.
But you know, Rob?
Yeah.
When I heard about this lady that moved from DMV into the rail, and this other young girl that was pulled in by her to work on the rail, both of them have no knowledge of rail. How is that? Rob, if you had a business, would you hire somebody that didn't have any knowledge of your business working for you?
George, you know, I worked all my life, and you know I'm retired, and I can guarantee you that there is no way. I mean, I worked hard to be qualified at what I did from day one, you know?
Yep.
And to answer your question, no.
I don't understand this. You know, if they're using tax dollars from all everywhere that they can, and they don't give a hoot about who they hurt. They're hurting the kids in the education, and they're hurting the seniors by raising taxes. Now, I just don't understand why people don't care.
Well, we're just going to keep on talking about it. Every single week you're talking about it. That's all there is to it. And I'm going to keep on calling them.
You know, Rob, maybe it's time for Hawaiian Automotive 101 to say aloha and quit.
Oh, boy.
You know, I mean, what's the sense, Rob?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know we love you, George, and we give you all the credit in the world for hanging in as long as you do, but that's your call, boss.
You know, it's you know, you can talk and talk and talk. I might as well talk to a totem pole. You know?
Well, better yet, how about a moai?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, George, go out. And have Bob and Chaz and Rafi sit up and do your radio show at the bottom of one of those.
Yeah.
One of those pillars.
Good idea.
Oh, sounds like a winner, huh?
Yeah. That's a winner.
Okay.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, break time.
Yes, it can be break time. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair.
Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins lives and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call, 808-296-5467. Don't wait to the last minute and try to squeeze in a call, okay? So, but anyway, slow down, folks. You know, slow down, relax, and drive carefully. Too many people are driving like maniacs. You know who I'm talking about. You see them all the time. In fact, Bob sees them all the time. And Mario Yano comes in all the time saying how crazy the people are driving. And yeah, I see them too. A three-lane road go from the guys in the far left lane takes a right turn across the three lanes from the left lane. Now, how is that? I don't know. Anyway. Okay, who's we have?
We have Kevin from Haleiwa.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, George. Aloha.
Aloha.
I had a question for you about the bicyclist on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And how does the law pertain to that when, you know, they go too wide on the side, on the shoulder?
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? I mean, it makes people you know, on a two-lane road, veer off, try and pass them. You know, aren't they supposed to be single file?
Yep.
And allow people to pass?
Mm-hmm.
But that never really happens.
No. These are young kids, right?
Well, yeah, I've seen some adults, too, doing it.
Oh, okay. Well, you know? See a lot of these younger folks now. They're bunched like 10, 12 bikes, and they take up the whole lane.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know it's especially bad on the North Shore during the weekends, on the weekends. And I'm just surprised nobody's got killed yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, the police is supposed to be enforcing that, but they're not doing it. I don't know why.
Okay, okay. Well, thank you. Pretty much answered my question.
Okay, it's illegal.
All right. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. Again, recommended to use Shell Premium 92. It's only 20 cents more than the cheapy gas you're using, but it'll give you way, way better gas mileage than the cheapy gas. Okay? And number two, the tire pressure. For every 5 pounds of air that you're down under an inflated, you're losing 3 miles to the gallon. Okay? So folks, I'm trying to save you money. Check the tire pressure. Anyway. Okay, who's next?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I have to tell you that businesses along Camp Highway are really feeling it. And when they go to Honolulu, more people are going to avoid not only the area right across, along the, what you call, because the traffic going that way or either way from east or west into town is going to be horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
Many businesses are going to lose out, so they better be smart. Even if they voted for it the first time, they better be smart and vote against it.
I think it's a little late because the people, you know, when they vote, they don't really study what they're voting for.
Where in the process is this bill now?
I don't know. This is really crazy. And it's all about the money. It's not about cutting traffic. It's not about anything else.
Yeah.
It's the politicians getting paid.
Yeah, and in the first place, if it was going to be real, it should have been modern technology by the time it's finished. It's still going to be antique and rusted and everything.
Mm-hmm. And the noise that they're hearing on Cam Highway, they're going to hear it when the rail's going through.
Yep. People who have experienced noise on a regular basis living under the freeway, mm-hmm. they should have testified or sent in testimony.
That's right, because they're going to hear it all day long, all night long.
Last night's news, I forget who it was, but he's introducing a bill to have the safety check every 2 years, but the safety check doubles the cost. Who was that representative?
I'm not sure, but the safety check is a joke because 40 states in America do not have safety check. Why should
and do you have a reason why all these states have a? Is it documented so we can turn it in?
Oh yeah, the politicians know this, but there's one guy that had a Shell service station in Kahala that is pushing for it to keep safety check. It's not about safety. It's about him making money. None of the money goes to the state or the city. The money you pay for safety check is for the technician that's doing it.
Well, I hope that when you bring these things up, you continually give us the House or Senate bill resolution or bill number so we can look into it because we cannot possibly know everything.
Yeah, the person that you got to get a hold of, and I know a lot of you going to say it's waste time, but it's Donna Makaro Kim is number one. And the other one is Mark Takai, another one.
He's up in Congress.
Yeah, but he was in charge of the safety check.
No, but the guy who's introducing it now locally.
Oh, that guy is, I don't know.
I forgot who it was.
They're all they're doing is trying to pacify the people so it's not humbug to do it every year. Well, this...
Which is stupid, and they should do it every 5 years.
Well, they shouldn't do it at all.
That's
because
true.
You're only putting the state and city at liability if there is a bad accident.
So will you educate us? What are some of the reasons that the other states are saying no to?
Okay. The main reason 40 states dropped it was because there was no federal funding. It used to be federally funded. Okay. When they dropped the federal funding, the state didn't want to take a loss, so they cut it off. So, why didn't we? Don't understand this.
Well, if anybody listening to George all these years, you better get off your butt and start calling your reps and senators and your local city council, because even if you talk at home, nothing's going to be done. These
That's
legislatures
right.
are very self-centered.
That's right.
Very few, rare, will you find people-oriented people. So you got to support them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Okay, so listen up, folks, please. You know, too much of this unnecessary stuff is going on. Too much. Like Raphael just... gave me a notice that the Board of Water Supply wants to spend $4 to $5 million to decide what to do with that stairway to heaven. So Raphael said he'll do it for $1 million. He'll take it all down. Yeah. I mean, there's a ton of companies out there that would do it for $1 million. Not $4 to $5 million. Think about it. Even Bob would do it. You give him $1 million, he'll go over there and take down the stairway to heaven. No problem. Yeah. But $4 to $5 million? All this kind of, you know, really excessively high spending. It's ridiculous. And Cam Highway, the businesses over there are suffering. The traffic problem, everything there is really terrible. And when it gets to town, it's going to be even worse. But who cares? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467.
You had a caller. He said that representative... name is Chris Lee, L-E-E.
Chris Lee?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So.
Did he have the phone number?
No, he didn't. But we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have?
We have Donna from Honolulu.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Yes, I have some solutions to these problems you're talking about. Before I say what they are. I wanted to correct the pronunciation for the people in New Zealand. They're not Maoris, they're Maoris.
Oh, okay.
I used to live in New Zealand, so I know it's Maori, M-A-O-R-I, Maori.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so going about the problem with the rail,
mm-hmm.
what they need to do is what they did in certain states regarding turnpikes, because the turnpike solution would work for the rail. What it is that certain states, instead of making the interstates themselves and charging the taxpayer, they just let the private agency build the interstate, but made it a private interstate, and they call it a turnpike. And you, before you get on, you pay, or when you get off, you pay a toll. So they could be, and then they have some cities that do this. So, you know, they can charge the people a toll before they get on the, get on the freeway and make more freeways instead of this rail system.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, having more freeways would really work. And instead of charging the taxpayer, just let some organization that is private.
The private company. Yes. Yes.
Very good. That's yes. what they did. That's what they did in certain states. Like in West Virginia, they did that all over because it would cost too much in those mountains for the taxpayer. They didn't want the taxpayer. Plus, why not the people that use the road pay for it instead of all the people in the state, you know, when they don't even use it?
That's
why
right.
The big complaint over here is like, well, I'm not going to be riding that rail, so why should I be paying the tax for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what they should do then is, people just don't want to ride it, so build the roads. And, you know, no one's against building more roads.
Mm-hmm.
And about the pillars, I have a funny thing to say, joke. You said they have 7 pillars?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Obama keeps talking about these pillars of Islam. So maybe you can get some different Islamic organizations to pay for a pillar here and there.
Great idea.
And they can put whatever name they want on the pillar. You know, Allah is this pillar and Muhammad is that pillar, and they pay for the pillar. And to get some other people to advertise and pay for the pillar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People can pay for the pillars instead of the taxpayer, you know.
Yep.
And have some ingenuity and come up with some other private organization to pay for these things.
Mm-hmm. Great idea.
That's all I wanted to say. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Ron from Ala Moana.
Hi, Ron.
Hi. You know how these crazy drivers are always driving crazy around? This one guy pulled out from the parking lot, came around the back side of me on my driver's side, and my truck, the body of the car moved. My car moved a little bit because of the pressure from him making contact. And I heard body panel being crunched. And
wow.
It didn't feel like it was. It didn't sound like it was mine because it was kind of muffled. So he went past and he had a kind of a damaged rear quarter panel. He was trying to escape the scene of the accident. I let him go because I felt, I don't think I had sustained any injuries on my car. And when I parked my car, it was just buffed on the corner. So I said, he's going to get a nice surprise when he inspects his car.
Yep.
What they call poetic justice. Stupid people.
Stupid people.
Yep. Okay, thanks much.
Thank you.
Yep.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Pamela from Honolulu.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi, George. I listen to you every weekend, and I just wanted to encourage you to please don't give up, because there are lots of people out who listen to you, and they don't call in, and I know that you've inspired me to talk to my kids. And I think it's a shame that people, you know, less than a third of people who are eligible to vote in Hawaii actually vote. And I think it's the responsibility of everybody out there who's listening right now. You think about the kids that you can talk to, the young people. You talk to your parents. You talk to your relatives. There are so many people out there who, even if they feel like they can't make a difference, but you have to get involved and you
That's
have
right.
to vote.
That's right.
And I cannot understand. I have a cousin who has four kids, and she has an incredible invested in the future of this state, and she doesn't vote.
Oh,
and her
boy.
Kids don't vote. And I cannot understand it. I think it's the responsibility of every adult out there. You have to talk to your kids and talk to your family members and tell them to get involved.
That's right.
You think you're just going to stay on the sidelines and everything's going to go along okay, but it's gotten increasingly worse over the years. I've lived here now for 40 years, and I grew up here. I'm very proud of this state, but I went away for a while and I came back because I love living here. But everybody has to take responsibility for themselves. They have to take responsibility for their future. They have to take responsibility for this place that we call home.
That's
and
right.
And you have to get involved. So your voice is incredibly important. I just hope that you stay on the air and you keep talking and you keep encouraging people. Because it is getting people like me fired up. And
That's
it makes
good.
A difference.
That's good.
So thank you.
Mahalo for the call.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Chris Lee, Representative Chris Lee's district is 51 on Oahu.
Mm-hmm.
And I suggest that everybody, whether you're in his district of Kailua Waimanalo, call him, because all of these representative decision makers will make our life more happy or
miserable.
Miserable or getting to our death earlier. And so everybody from the state, I don't care which island you're from, you inundate his office with phone calls.
Good.
And his number is 586-9450. But we have to find out where this is at.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. So if somebody knows where it's at, because I don't have a computer,
okay.
Let us go on capital.hawaii.gov under what was the number of the House bill?
Not sure.
Oh, shoot. I don't know how to get it without knowing the number.
Celine Steve would know.
Okay, whoever knows, let us. Oh, but in a few minutes, your program ends already.
Yep.
Okay, well, you can put
we'll get it on,
your,
on next week.
Put it on your website also.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, who's next?
We have Richard from Kaneohe.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Okay,
I
and you?
I just want to make another comment about traffic, you know, people getting in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
In Kaneohe, one of our biggest problems with traffic seems to be the left turn on Arrow only. And to me, this is the biggest weight. You can be sitting in a left turn Arrow only lane. There'd be no traffic. But
mm-hmm.
you can't park. You're breaking the law if you turn. But there's no traffic coming either way. The people on the other side of the intersection, they're stuck in a left turn only, turn on Arrow only. Everybody could have left already. In the old days, it wasn't like that. If the light was green, you were free to make a left turn
mm-hmm.
as long as the traffic was clear.
Yep.
This makes a big problem in Kaneohe.
It's not only in Kaneohe, it's all over.
Yeah. When did they start making that?
I don't know who the so-called engineer is with the city.
Yeah, and it's the same. There's all of the other spots too in Kaneohe, really bad ones.
Yeah.
A right turn on green Arrow. No right turn on red. Well, what is that? You know?
And there's no traffic.
Well, it just stopped everything. I just have to get like.
Okay. Mahalo for the call.
Aloha. I know about
okay. Just like to thank everybody that called in. And please, folks, save Hawaii. Get involved. Drive carefully, and we'll see you all next week. Aloha.
Yes, Celine, Steve, call back next week.
Yeah.
AM 690, The Answer.